Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. With so many voices clamoring for us to follow worldly paths, we can't afford to be careless in how we live. We can either walk in the world's darkness or God's light. But when we resolve to honor the Lord in all we do, say, and think, it transforms the way we make decisions. Instead of following natural instincts or sinful impulses, we'll seek God's viewpoint in a given situation. And when we want to know what He says about certain topics, Scripture will become our first resource, rather than our friends or the media. You see, the Christian's walk is to be one that is given careful consideration. It is one that is to be the outgrowth of thought, purpose, and of deliberate and disciplined action. In today's message, titled Walking Wisely, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to not let the world shape your thinking, but saturate your mind with God's life-giving truth. Let's join in.
Walking is used to refer to living. Walking wisely is living a life based on wisdom. God wants us to build our lives on godly wisdom. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16 say, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." The NIV is translated, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." You see, the point being stressed is that there are only two ways to walk in this life, and that is to walk wisely or to walk unwisely. This is God's challenge to us to walk wisely. The Bible is saying on the basis of the kind of world in which we live, we need to be careful how we walk. Be careful how you live. Be sensitive to what's going on around you. Be alert to what's happening. We have three enemies working against us: the world system, the flesh, and the devil. We must therefore be careful how we walk. We are the only light that will come into the darkness of some people's lives. We are to have a sanctifying effect on our society and community, and so we need to make the most of each day. We are being instructed here to be wise stewards of our time, using our time effectively, making the most of our time towards purposes and eternal purposes. That's taking advantage of every opportunity that we have. If we walk wisely, we will be wise stewards of our time and whatever God has entrusted to us. We will not squander our time. We will not squander our resources, our finances, and our relationships. We will be sensitive. We will watch out what's going on around us. We will be alert. We will be on guard so we don't fall into the snare of the enemy or into the trap of the enemy. Christians must actively take advantage of every opportunity to do good. So we are to take the time that God has given us and steward it well, to use it well for good. We can redeem the time in the sense of making the best use of our time. Hallelujah. And then the same scripture, verse 17 says, "Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Let me repeat that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. "Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." The Bible is stressing the importance of knowing and doing what is important to God. My friend, you have to know God's purpose, God's plan for your life to get where God wants you to be, and be right in the middle or at the center of it. There is nothing that's as great as knowing that you are at the center of God's will. That's so important. That's for your own safety and peace and for your own witness to others. He told us not to be unwise, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. Not understanding what God's will is not wise, my friend. This is because the only way we can effectively manifest God's light in our generation is to know the will of God for us individually. So important. In order to live wisely, it is essential that we as Christians study God's word and continue to seek His will for our lives. We must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in order to respond to the needs of the people around us and ensure that our lives count for all humanity, for everybody around us, for every individual we come into contact with. Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 that do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So what's the will of the Lord? The will of the Lord is that we would walk wisely, that we may become the persons God wants us to be, do the things God wants us to do, and that we would enjoy all the benefit that God has for us. It's God's will for everyone to be saved. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That's what is recorded in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It is God's will for everyone to be free from the bondage of the devil. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 3:8. It's God's will that we prosper in every area of our lives. God's will is for us to prosper. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. So God wants us to prosper. That's His will. Once we really see the heart of God and His will to set people free, we will be very careful then how we live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Some people think they have no responsibility and it's up to God to reveal His will. No, God has a perfect plan. God has a plan for you, and it's required that we cooperate with God and find out what that plan is. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verses 21 to 22. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Let me read it again. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. That's what the Bible is saying. This is talking about how when we aren't renewing our minds and orienting them towards who God is, honoring Him for who He is, then our foolish hearts are going to become darkened. Our thinking becomes futile. If we are not renewing our minds in God's word regularly, then our thinking and our way of living will literally become foolish. When we are not aligning our thinking, desires, and will towards God, not renewing our minds in His word, then our thinking is going to become foolish. You cannot be a wise person abandoning God for your life. It's based on the scripture I have just read. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Yes, you may tell me all about how knowledgeable you are and how many degrees or qualifications you have and all the accomplishments, all the achievement, all the recognition, all the reputation, all the fame and the fortune. And I want to tell you, my friend, without God, you are still not wise, because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is reverence for God. God didn't create you to direct your own steps. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. That's what Jeremiah 10:23 says. We need to exercise godly wisdom, because without God, we wouldn't know whether our decisions and choices will lead us in the right direction. You may decide and you may choose to do this or that, but you may not know the right way to go. We need to depend on God. Cooperate with God, my friend. If we are going to walk wisely, then we must be willing to look at things from God's perspective. We must look at things from His framework, the way He sees things. Many times we make decisions and don't know all the circumstances that are involved. But walking wisely means we have a relationship with the Almighty God, who is all wise. He sees the big picture. He sees things ahead of time. So He says, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. What God is talking about is simply the very foundation of all wisdom. It begins with a personal reverence for Almighty God, which means if I'm going to walk wisely, I must understand who God is. And on the basis of understanding who God is, surrender my will and my way to this all-powerful God, who in all His wisdom has only chosen the best way always in every circumstance. So let me ask you this question. Are you walking wisely? Before you answer the question, ask yourself, am I living in submission to God? Do I know God? Do I know His Son Jesus Christ? Do I want His will? Am I searching for His will? Ask those questions and answer them for yourself. I want to assure you that if you choose to walk wisely in this life, you can expect contentment. You can expect excitement. You can expect courage. You can expect confidence in your life. You can expect peace and progress. And above all else, you can anticipate God's presence and power and His wonderful, marvelous approval of your life. I encourage you to walk wisely today and even forevermore. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.